Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through a Breakup, and today's recipe is peach cobbler.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, we go over breakups with friendships as well as your partner and your lovers. You also kind of get to a point where you realize that you are more than enough, and we're going to go over different ways that you can kind of cope with those things. We're also going to show you how to make an amazing peach cobbler that's super easy, super simple. So sit back, get ready, and enjoy.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Everybody, welcome back to Cooking Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. Before I even get started on today, I just want to address the elephant in the room. Yes, last week's episode was about love, and now we're talking about breakups. It wasn't intentional, but kind of. If you listen to my podcast every week, which I hope you do, you probably understand that I'm pretty much doing it in an American Horror style kind of way, where it's all going to tie together. So just be patient, but it's all coming together. So it will behoove you to listen to all the episodes, because there's little gems and little things spread throughout the entire season. So, you know, also it's a good way for me to get you to listen to all the episodes. So, you know. All right. So today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through a Breakup. And pretty much this is just going to be an oversight of some of my breakup experiences and some of the things I've done to cope, as well as teaching you how to make an amazing and very quick peach cobbler. So originally I thought, what goes with a breakup? And honestly, the first thing that came to mind was a dump cake. And if you're from the South, I'm pretty sure it's more of a Southern thing, and it might be other places. Let me know if you're not from the South or you've ever heard of a dump cake. But a dump cake is essentially the filling or pie filling, any canned fruit that you can find, peaches, cherries, whatever you want, and a cake mix. So like a box cake, and you dump in the canned fruit, and then you make the box cake mix and you dump it over the cake. I mean, the canned fruit, and then it becomes a cake. And it's literally a dump cake because you dump it. And I was thinking, like, that goes perfect because of breakup and it's a dump cake. But the thing is that breakups are not always exclusive to you being dumped or you dumping. So I didn't want to do that because it kind of felt right on the nose. So what I'm going to do is a peach cobbler today, which essentially is kind of like a dump cake in a way that we add the ingredients and kind of just let it do its thing. But it feels more organic to me because it is a real situation, which that's what a breakup is. Like a breakup between your best friends, a breakup between your lover is all something that happens that we just have to go through and cope with. So yeah, today's recipe is a peach cobbler with a whiskey whipped cream. So, you know, I had to bring it back a little bit with the whiskey there, you know, so make it more me. Also, if you want to spice it up a little bit, which I'll talk about later, you can add some more berries in there. So, all right, let's do this thing though. So working your way through a breakup. First, let's get into this recipe. So the first thing you want to do is really get all your ingredients together. I know if you listen by now, you know that I say this every single time, but mise en place is so important. And just being organized is so important, guys, because it's about 70% of the cooking process. You know, if you organize and you have all your ingredients out, it's a lot less time consuming when you are cooking. So get everything out that you need. So what we need today is peaches, of course, white sugar or granulated sugar. We need some brown sugar, lemon juice, all-purpose flour, some salt, some baking powder, some butter, some vanilla extract, some milk, and some whiskey. So whatever whiskey that you want. I'm just using Jack Daniels today. Shout out to Jack Daniels. But you can use any kind of whiskey that you like. So just those ingredients. And we want to get this separated into two parts. So we're making the ingredients for the pretty much the inside of your cobbler and then the ingredients for the topping. So for the inside of your cobbler, you need your peaches, your granulated sugar, some brown sugar, and lemon juice. I do recommend using fresh lemons when you're using lemon juice. And this goes across the board for lemons or limes. I just like using the fresh lemons or limes just because you always know that you're getting the right amount of lemon juice if you measure it out using that. And sometimes with the bottles, what happens is since it's concentrated, honestly enough, if you don't shake it up, you end up with like a very strong teaspoon or a very mild teaspoon of lemon juice or lime juice. So if you can find your fresh ingredients, in this case lemons, then just use that. Also, I like to put in the zest. So pretty much anytime I put in lemon juice, I put in lemon zest. So that's what I do, you know, don't have to, but it gives it more of that really great citrus and lemon flavor. So we're going to add in the zest and the juice today. So getting all these ingredients into a pot. Now, this is because we want to cook down the peaches before we go into the oven. And quick side note, if you're using fresh peaches, you want to cook them down first because we want to soften them up. If you're using frozen peaches, you don't have to cook them down first because they're already kind of soft when they unthaw. And then if you're using canned peaches, of course, you definitely don't have to cook those down because they are definitely soft enough to go right into your pie or your cobbler in this case. But we're using fresh peaches today. So I'm going to cook these down. And instead of cooking them down in the oven, I'm going to cook them down on the stovetop because I want to add some whiskey in here. So just elevate the flavor just a little bit. So in my pot, I'm just going to put in my peaches, my white sugar or granulated sugar, my brown sugar, my lemon juice and zest, and some whiskey. Now, I recommend about a shot of whiskey, but, you know, do what you want. It's your house, your recipe. So after we get this on the stovetop, we want to cook this down and just to really get those peaches soft and to kind of get them to soak up these new flavors that we're adding to the peaches itself. Now, it should get a lot of liquid. Don't worry. We really want that to happen. So while that's cooking down, let's jump into the topic of breakups. So, so nobody really enjoys a breakup. Let's start there. Let's just put it out on the table. I don't know many people that go around saying, man, today I really want to be broken up with. So that's the first and foremost thing you want to get out there. So we all have this innate ability to understand when something is coming to an end. I feel like that is a human trait. Now, what some people do possess, what other people don't, is the ability to act upon it. So that means that you'll see the signs, you'll know what's happening, you'll know what's coming, you know what you should do, but some of us just don't do it. And I always tell my cousin this because he's very indecisive. He uses the fact that he's a Libra as an excuse, but it's just he is very indecisive in general. But I always try to remind him that not making a decision is making a decision. And I think that's what happens a lot of times in breakups where we act like we didn't see it coming, right? And you did see it coming, but you didn't want to act upon it because you didn't want to be the one to pull the ripcord or, you know, like you. I think sometimes we don't want to be the one to say something because what if we're the only person feeling that way? And I learned through one of my breakups that not that we would have stayed together, but if I would have been honest about my feelings when I started to feel that way, I feel like we would have moved past the breakup sooner than we did. Because by me not being honest about my feelings, I was trying to spare her feelings. And in turn, it just made our relationship kind of bad. And then when we did break up, it put a sour taste in both our mouths for a while. And we are friends today, but I feel like it could have happened sooner if I would have just been honest. And I think that kind of is something that we do. It's like sometimes you don't want to be the person to say it because if the other person isn't feeling that way, then you just kind of, or in my opinion, I come off looking like an asshole. Like, so I really think we should put brakes on this. And then, you know, she's like, what do you mean? I thought everything was great. And so, I mean, it is a hard conversation, but a worse conversation is later on when, you know, you come to an impasse where you just break up because there's nowhere else to go. So it's just making the decision to be open and honest about your feelings with your partner, which is something that you should feel comfortable doing. And I think that's a telltale sign within itself that maybe things aren't okay. Now, that doesn't mean that things are over, but it just means that there is room for improvement. Now, I did touch on this last week with Chef Lean when we talked about love. And I mean, communication is so important, guys. And I think that a lot of us feel like we're great at communicating, but you have to understand that you might be great at communicating in for yourself, but you might not be great at communicating to your partner. So I actually picked up this skill because, and I say skill very lightly because I mean, I love communication, but I feel like I got better at it because I started going to therapy, one. And then two, I started really doing cooking classes. And so like becoming a teacher in that sense of teaching the people that would come to my class, you get the ability to learn that not everybody learns the same way. And teachers in general have this skill because they have to have it because they're always teaching so many different students. And I think they're some of the best communicators in the world because of that reason. Because just because I dated Justina does not mean that the way that we communicate is going to be great when me and Amber start going out. And even with that, like with me and Amber, we have to find a new way to communicate for us. But then if me and DaQuisha start getting together and we become a couple now, like that's a whole nother line of communication. And I think the problem for most people is that we take that ability to say, well, I was communicating fine with X person over here, so why is it not working now? And you must be the problem because it's not me, because I never had anybody say, and we get defensive, which is probably the worst thing you can do because then you shut down. So I think when it comes to communication and relationships, it just has to be about you being open enough to know that you have to change the way that you communicate when you change the people in your life. And that's a good way to kind of just be open and listen. A lot of communication is about listening. I think when people hear the word communication, they think of talking before they think of listening. But listening is such an amazing skill. I tell you, like personally, when I tell somebody something, especially if we're having a serious conversation, I don't need for you to remember everything verbatim. Like, I don't need you to be writing it down. But when we talk about something that is very important to me or important to you, and we kind of preface it with like, this is super important to me. Like, it's something I really care about. I expect for you to listen, and I am listening to you. And so if we talk about it on Monday, then I bring it back up on Thursday and you have no clue what I'm talking about. Yeah. That is a surefire way to piss me off. Like, I am pissed. And not even in a sense of like, you should have listened to me. It's like, I'm pissed because you weren't listening to me. So the respect level that I know you have for me is just very low at this point because you weren't listening. And so like, that's why I have to stop myself sometimes because I really hate repeating myself because of that. And I always feel like if I'm repeating myself, they didn't listen. And it's just a sense of like, you didn't listen. So it's like, you don't really respect me. So that is a big thing for me personally. I feel like, you know, just listen, man, just listen. While we're talking about this, I think is a perfect segue into breakups between friends. So a lot of times when people hear the word breakup, they automatically think a relationship with your partner, basically a sexual relationship or romantic relationship if you're not having sex. And a lot of times this is not the case. I feel like even if you never broken up with a partner in a romantic relationship, then you probably broken up with a friend. And it still is the same kind of premise where you two grow apart, you just decide that you're no longer going to be in that same particular situationship with each other, with that friendship, and you move on. Now, I mean, it hurts, But it, I mean, it doesn't hurt the same way as a relationship, but sometimes it does, because if you've been friends with somebody for a long time and you simply have to break up the friendship because of a dramatic or something crazy, like, it can hurt, you know? Like, especially, okay, perfect example is this climate that we're in right now. We're in 2020. We had a whole world pandemic. We have an election year. We have so much going on in the Black community, so much going on in general in America. And if you are friends with someone and you really think that that person is there for you and they're not aligned with your beliefs, you know, it's a hard thing to move past. And if you were to break up the friendship because of that, like, it will hurt, you know? Not only will it hurt because you broke up the friendship, it hurts because you realize that the person does not have your back or, like, care about you. And that is what makes it, like, a hard breakup, where it's just, like, you feel betrayed. You feel like the person you thought they were, that's not who they were. You know, like, you didn't know who that person was the whole time. And I think it's really hard for people to think about that a lot of times, because we don't automatically be like, yeah, I did break up with Kenzie. You know, like, she was, I don't know, like, why would you break up a friendship? But, like, when the things do happen like that, it is kind of traumatic, and it can be kind of like, you know, I know for me, sometimes I realize that me and another person has broken up friendship wise when I just think about, like, when's the last time I talked to them? When did we hang out? Like, if I reached out, would they reach back out to me? And a lot of times it comes to be like, man, I really just think that me and such are not cool anymore. And I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like, since it's not like a relationship where it's always you're with that person or you're calling that person or texting that person, sometimes it doesn't feel like it happened as you know, like, it, sometimes it feels like it's not so big, but it can be, because your friends are your core group. You know, like, I take the word friend very, very, very seriously. I have a lot of people that I know, but my friends are like my core, you know, because I feel like your friends are the people that you choose to be in your life. You know, family, you're born into. In reality, you didn't choose your family. So if your family has your back, it's like, okay, family got my back. I mean, I'm here. So, you know, I hope we got each other. You know, I hope we're cool. I hope we're close. Hope we're cool, everything. But, like, you chose your friends. So you made a decision to say, this person aligns with me. We vibe. So, yeah, like, I take that very seriously. So, yeah, I don't want anyone to feel like, their friendship is dismissed. If you broke up with a friend, it's still a breakup, man. So, you know, take your time and get over it. And before we talk about how to get over it, let's get back to this peach cobbler. So now that your peaches have cooked down, they kind of taking on a new flavor, and we have the cobbler in a new way here, we need to get it into our vessel. So I just put mine into a shallow dish because I want it to be shallow enough that my peaches can kind of, like, cohabitate and be together, but I'm making it so that I can also have enough room for my top or my topping to kind of, like, rise up and get crispy, because I like that crispy kind of, that contrast between the crispiness of your topping and the softness of your peaches is my favorite thing about peach cobbler. So let's put it into our vessel here, and then we'll get our topping ready. So for the topping, you need your all-purpose flour, some more granulated sugar, some salt, baking powder, some butter that is cooled down to room temp but is melted. So it's very important to melt your butter down. And then some vanilla extract and milk. And we're basically going to mix all of this together in a bowl. And it's pretty much going to look like a cake mix. Like, right now, you're going to see a cake mix mixture. So essentially, if you are in a pinch, just saying, this is just like a little, I'm not a pastry chef, let me put it out there. But if you are in a pinch, you can make a dump cake peach cobbler with some peaches in a can, vanilla cake mix and make a dump cake and turn it into a peach cobbler. Just saying. But anyway, we're making one from scratch here. So you're going to mix that together. It has a cake mix kind of texture. I just want you to know that just so you know that you're doing it right. Because it's going to look pretty thick. But we're going to spoon this or just using a ladle, just putting this right on top of our peach mixture here. And we're going to go into the oven at 375. So we're going to bake this for about 35 minutes or until the top is crispy and golden brown. Now, with this, while it's in the oven, let's get to some ways you can kind of get over a breakup. Or at least ways that I find are kind of cool to cope with breakups. For me, one thing that never helped me get over a breakup was getting under somebody else. I would always hear that in movies, and I'm pretty sure my friends gave me that advice all the time. Like, oh, just go sleep with somebody else. Go the rebound person. That really never helped me. I don't know about you, but the only thing that ever did for me is kind of like what it does in the romantic comedies, like the movies, where like you think it's going to help you. And I mean, it's great in the moment, kind of sometimes. But in reality, I just start comparing. I just start thinking about my ex. And I just like start putting the people that I am like sleeping with or like rebounding with, even just like going on dates, just I keep putting them in their shoes. And it sucks because looking back on it, you might have met the person that you should have been with next, but you weren't ready for them because you were still hung up on your ex. So I think what helps me the most is just like taking time to myself. And I don't think it's a time frame, man. Like, I just feel like it's like you knowing you enough to be like, yo, I need to just step back, reflect, and get through this in my head to get over it. Because I think that's the only way that it ever, like, you can move on smoothly. And for me, I think it's really, like, once I move on, I'm moved on. So when I'm over something or somebody, like, I'm over it. But it takes me a minute to get to that point. Like, I will give you every chance and try my hardest to work through something. And then, like, when I'm over it, though, like, that's it. Like, it's dead to me. And it's not even to the point where it's just, like, just saying it just to say it. Like, when I am done fighting for you, like, my mind, body, soul, and spirit is out. I never wish you bad, and I wish you well, but I just never wish you to be with me no more. So, it is what it is. But as far as coping and getting through it on other terms, like I did have a situation where I broke up with my girl, and actually she kind of broke up with me, and she kind of made it seem like, I don't even want to say that. She didn't make it seem like it was my fault. She said it was my fault. And looking back on it, I do take responsibility, most of it. But I do also honestly never feel like it's one person's fault. I feel like maybe there are percentages, and you might own more percentage than the other person, but I always feel like it's two people in this thing, man. Like, it's not a relationship, it's not a solo journey. So it can't be a solo person's fault, you know? Like, but I digress. I will admit it was mostly my fault. And at that time, I didn't want to hear that. And I didn't accept it. I didn't like take it well, and I lashed out onto the world. I was just like, man, just nah, I'm good. Nah, like, because you take it personal, right? Like, if somebody's just saying like, yo, like, you, it feels like they're just like, you suck. Like, just what it feels like. And then on top of that, they're just like, and also I don't want to be with you no more. So what happened with me was I was in kind of a long distance relationship. But it didn't start out that way. So I was living in Georgia at the time of the relationship. And then I moved to Florida. And when I moved to Florida, I thought that we could keep it going. And the issue was that we had just started like officially talking and like getting into this thing maybe 2 weeks prior to me moving. And so she knew I was moving. I knew I was moving, but you just kind of, you know, don't really, you just kind of ignore it. You just be like, no, I want to enjoy it now. And I did not realize how hard it was to have a long distance relationship. Not saying it's impossible, but it's hard. And you have to be present and you have to put in extra work. Relationships are already work, but you have to put in more work than you normally put in because you don't have the ability to just drive over to that person's house or see them. You know, like you need to schedule time in your day to check in and check on them and like listen. And you know, like it's not like a text message is cool and everything, but you really do need to take time to just like really call them or FaceTime them now, you know? And I wasn't doing that. When I moved to Florida, I was working two jobs. I was like starting a whole new chapter in my life. I was trying to reconnect with friends. I was already so busy that I honestly didn't have time for a relationship. But at that time, I wasn't mature enough to admit to myself and to her that that was the issue. So instead, I kept pushing her away in hopes that like, you know, it's crazy because like right now I look at it, I'm just like, I was pushing her away in hopes that she would break up with me. But not really. Like, it's like, I was like, maybe it'll work out. And in reality, what happened was she broke up with me. And then I still took it personally, even though I know now I can acknowledge that I was doing it. But at that time, I wasn't acknowledging it. And I just took it, you know, hard. And the reason why I say I will take most of that blame is because I was the person who pushed for the long distance. And I was the person who pushed for us to try it out. But I also was the person who dropped the ball and making sure that I was working towards our relationship on my side. So I think just taking accountability and understanding why things happen, sometimes you will never get closure. And that's something that you do have to deal with, because I think a lot of times, especially if you're the type of person that just needs to know, when you don't get closure, you feel like something's missing. But a lot of times I've learned now that closure needs to be something that's done within you for you. So like, even if you don't get closure from that other person, they never tell you why they broke up with you or like why it happened. You have the ability to look within yourself, understand what all that happened, and like evaluate it for yourself. And that's what you need. Like, you need that. You don't need them to say, yo, Anthony, you didn't call me enough, because it's not going to do anything for you. Honestly speaking. And I can say that on the other side. I know when you're going through a breakup, it's different. But on the other side, like, you realize like that wasn't going to do anything for you. What you need to do is you need to realize, like, what was Anthony doing? What was I doing that I could have done better? What, if anything, happened in this situation within our relationship that we could have worked through instead of giving up on? And maybe, because a lot of times this happens too, because we always feel like we give up and that's why our relationships end. A lot of times we fight for stuff that does not need fighting for, meaning that you will fight to stay in a toxic relationship just for the sake to stay in the relationship. And that happens more than none. Like, that happens more times than I would like to. That happens so many times, because it's like the idea is that especially when it comes down to a relationship that you've been in for a while, I think a lot of us feel like, I put in the time, so I'm going to keep it going. And it's like, maybe you put in that time and it taught you something, but you don't need to keep it going. Like, you need to just let it go, because it is toxic and you know it's bad. And we use that word toxic a lot, but I like to say that when I think of the word toxic, especially when it comes to relationships, it just honestly, I look at it as something that is actually toxic. Is this good for me? Is it making me feel sick mentally, physically? Is it something that will not be good and beneficial to me in the long run? Is it something that is causing my relationship with my friends and other people to turn bad because of this singular relationship? If those things are happening, you're in a toxic relationship, which you should probably try to figure out a way to get out, even if you are the one that has to do the breaking up. All right, so enough about this for a second. We're getting back into the food for a second. Let's go ahead and make our whipped cream for our topping. Our peach cobbler is still baking in the oven. And when it comes out, we want it to cool down before we put the whipped cream on. But I want to go ahead and get our whipped cream together. Now, I didn't say the ingredients for the whipped cream earlier because they're so simple. So the only thing you need is heavy cream, confection sugar or powdered sugar, and that's pretty much it to make your whipped cream. Now, what we're going to add to this is going to be a little bit of vanilla and also some Jack Daniels, because we're going to get the whiskey and the whipped cream and inside of the peach cobbler. Honestly speaking, your whiskey that you put inside your peach cobbler pretty much cooks down. This is why you do want to use a whiskey when you're cooking in general. You want to use an alcohol that you like the flavor of, because when it cooks down, you won't have that alcohol on top. You'll just have the flavors of that alcohol underneath. But when it comes to something like whipped cream, we're going to taste this whiskey all the way through. So this is going to be like that shock of whiskey on top. So adding these ingredients into our bowl and whisking until we get whipped cream. If you want to take it even easier, you can use an emulsion blender or a stand mixer to make your whipped cream and get it fluffy and sip peaks, and you're good to go. If you do want to make this ahead of time, and you just want to save it for a second, pop it into the freezer and it'll stay with stiff peaks. And then right before we use it, we just whisk it up again, just like incorporate the new air, because it will start to freeze just a little bit. So let's go ahead and do that. Knock that out so we can have it. Our peach cobbler is ready. So let's take it out and let it cool down. So we're just letting it cool down for just a second. You can serve hot or room temp. If you're serving with whipped cream like we are, I recommend serving it room temp, because that way your whipped cream doesn't just melt right on top of it. But let's let it cool down for about 5 to 10 minutes, just so it can kind of get cool enough that our whipped cream will stay on top and not become a pool of cream right away. All right, so while that's cooling down and before we top it off and make our presentation look nice, jump back into the last little part of our top for today. Let's get into the meat of it and like the conclusion here. I think Drake said it best. the rapper Sanger, not me, when he said that when a good thing goes bad, it's not the end of the world, it's just the end of a world that you have with one girl or guy, you know, take that how you want. But I took that as like kind of a map of how I look at breakups and life in general going forward. Then this song came out in 2011, and I was in college still. I had just graduated culinary school, and I was in a relationship, and I was in a relationship with somebody who is still a great friend to me today. But yeah, I think I use that to kind of get over like what I was going through, and I use it going forward because it is true. It's like, when you go through a breakup, you feel like it is the end of the world, especially when it's like a divorce or like a long term relationship or like a breakup with like your best friend, like they were your best friend, you know. But it really is. It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of a world that you had, because you created this world with this person. And it does not take away from what you guys had. But what it does is, it ends a chapter in your life. And you can't, I always say, you can't believe in certain sayings without believing in all of them in a way. Sometimes, you know, like I meet a lot of people who are just like, you know, when one door closes, another door opens, or when a door closes, a window opens. And, you know, you say all this stuff, but then if something happens, your first instinct is to be like, man, that's it. World is over. And it's just like, but you just told me 20 minutes ago that when one door closes, another one opens. So you have to take your own advice sometimes. And I think that's really hard, because I don't know about you, but I give great advice. And I don't take my own advice. I actually feel like a lot of times, and I've said this before, so my friends know it. Sometimes I feel like I want to record my voice and record myself saying stuff to me in a different voice just so I would listen. Because obviously, I won't listen if it's me talking. So I need like a voice changer so I can give myself advice, but I won't know that it's coming from me. So I can be like, dang, that dude's smart. And like, I listen to it. But yeah, I think a lot of us do that, whereas it's like, it's so much easier because when we are, you have to remember though, when you're giving advice to other people, you're on the outside looking in. And I know that a lot of times we look at that kind of view as a bad view. Like, you know, you'll be like, well, you don't know what's going on because you're on the outside, you know, but sometimes it's a best view because it's like watching a show. When you're watching the play, you see everything that's happening in the play. You're the audience. You get to see all facets of the story itself. When you're in the play, you're kind of too close to it. You know your lines. You know the lines of the people that you're acting off of. But unless you know the play all together, you don't know what's happening when you're off the stage. You don't know what's happening. Like, you don't know the nuances of what's going on with other conversations. And a lot of times your friends know that. So it's not to say that the outside people know more, but sometimes they are in the know. And I think it would be good for people to kind of just like take that consideration because they get to know you. They get to know your spouse. Sometimes they know your other friends. Like they get to see different things that's going on that you are so close to the situation. Sometimes you ignore or you don't know is really happening. So, you know, just take that in consideration and understand that if you know someone has your best interest at heart, believe them when they tell you stuff because they wouldn't do anything or say anything to hurt you. And I think that helps out because a lot of times we do put ourselves in situations where like we want to hold on to it, man, but it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of a world. And with that, I'm ending on a Drake quote. All right. But don't get it twisted. Drake has said a lot of great things over the years. Go back and listen to some Drake. You know, like, it's a reason why Drake is how big he is today, guys. Like, he be knowing. And I think Drake is a perfect example of, like, Drake doesn't have a perfect relationship as of now. But he obviously has helped other people through relationships. So, there you go. That's how it is. Like, you can give great advice but not take it. Pretty sure if he listened to his own songs and listened to them, he'd probably be, you know, happy. I don't want to say he's not happy now, but happily married. Let's get out, Drake. Let's go ahead and plate this peach cobbler up. Now, you can do one of two things. You can make the peach cobbler in smaller ramekins so you can put your whipped cream right on top. Or if you did it the way that we did in the podcast today, where we did it in one big dish, just want to scoop it out, plate it, and then just put a little bit of your whiskey whipped cream right on top. The great thing about peach cobbler is just like breakups, it's rustic, man. It's no right or wrong way. And it's sometimes not pretty, but it's therapeutic. So that's really another reason why we chose it today, because it kind of fits the description. You know, it's not supposed to have a pretty bow on top. You know, it's supposed to be a little rustic. It's going to look how it's going to look. But at the end of the day, it's going to be good. And that's how a breakup is. So, all right. Thank you guys for joining me once again for Cooking Your Way Through Life. Remember, I am back every single Wednesday. I've had almost all my guest co-stars. We have a couple more coming up, including next week. I have two guest co-stars coming up because we are cooking our way through vacations. And I decided to bring on some lovebirds for the episode. And outside of that, you can always catch me with virtual cooking with me and Chef Lean. You can check ChefLean.com for those dates and those things we're cooking. Remember, that is every single month. We have a lot of great things this month because it is spooky season. So we have some Halloween classes coming up. You also can just catch me on my website at CH Culinary Creations if you have any events coming up. And outside of that, I will be back here every Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and happy spooky month.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.